George Kittle was the third best tight end in football on a per game basis last season, and he cost pick 97. The discount has a name, and it's an Achilles tendon. Start with the season he actually had. 11 games, 57 catches, 628 yards, 7 touchdowns, 12.1 half PPR points a game, third among tight ends who played at least half the season. In the games he suited up, he drew 21.6% of San Francisco's targets. The Niners went 12-5 and won a wild card game, and then in January he tore his right Achilles, per ESPN, in that playoff win over Philadelphia, and watched the divisional loss to Seattle from the sideline. The rate stats inside those 11 games were vintage: 57 catches on 69 targets is an 83% catch rate, and the 7 scores were his best touchdown rate per game since 2022. The career says this wasn't a farewell tour. 2026 is his 10th season, and he hasn't averaged under 10.5 half PPR points a game in any of the last 8. 12-1 last year sits almost exactly on his decade norm. 4 times in that stretch, he's cleared 1,000 receiving yards, including 2 of the last 3 seasons. The floor has been the profile.
Here's what our pattern library can and can't do with that. For tight ends, target volume is identity. Year over year, targets per game replicate at an R of about 0.8 in the current era, 238 player seasons, while yards per target barely replicates at all, around 0.15. Kittle's 6.3 targets a game and 8 straight double-digit seasons say the role repeats. What the library cannot price is a surgically repaired Achilles in year 10. There is no cohort for that, and we won't invent one.
Muffed!
So the situation is the whole argument. He told an interview in late June he was 21 weeks out, in cleats, cutting, hitting 16 miles an hour, that's per NBC Sports Bay Area, June 22nd. The Niners opened September 10th against the Rams in Melbourne, and Kittle himself has framed that one as a possible game time decision, per Niners Web Zone in late June. Around him, the room changed. Juwan Jennings left for Minnesota, and the front office added Mike Evans and Christian Kirk in March, per ESPN and NFL.com. More mouths, better spacing, same Shanahan-Kubiak offense, and a healthy Brock Purdy. Behind him, the tight end room is Jake Tongs and Journeyman. San Francisco drafted nobody at the position, per SI's post-draft depth chart in May.
The price then. Tight end 9 at pick 97 pays for a borderline TE1 season from a player whose per-game record says top 3. That gap is the market charging you for the tendon. In 12-team terms, TE9 is a starter slot. The price assumes most of a season at something near his rate, and July can't verify a week of it. Our verdict, watch list. The data says the discount is too steep for the player. Nothing in 10 years of verified base rates can tell us what an Achilles does to a 30-something tight end, and we won't pretend otherwise. The caveat cuts both ways, and here it is out loud. If he's cleared for week 1, this price looks silly by October, and if the recovery drags into the season, TE9 was no discount at all.
Watch two things in camp: whether he practices fully when veterans report July 25th, and whether he's on the plane to Melbourne as anything more than a spectator. Achilles rehabs are cliff-shaped. The difference between week 1 and week 6 is the difference between a steal and a redshirt. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.